Pull up a cup of coffee and let's get this party started.
We're the Uplines you didn't know you needed, but now you have.
This is the podcast for women who are building a direct sales business but want to do it the right way.
Melanie has a decade of experience in direct sales. She's earned the top in industry 4 years in a row and has grown a multi-million dollar organization. She gives a no BS approach to leadership, recruitment, and organization.
And my bestie Katie has you covered with the rest. From the relationships, the do's and don'ts of branding, her content has been viewed by millions. She doesn't just talk the talk, but she teaches people how to create an intentional brand too.
All right, let's get this party started. We're gonna talk about the breakthrough.
We are.
And here's the thing about the breakthrough. I think that people think there's a little bit of magic to it. Like people know things or have strategies and tips that they just don't tell the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really think that's it. Yeah. I feel as though a breakthrough happens when there's key elements that are involved that really don't necessarily have anything to do with strategy.
Yeah.
And don't really necessarily have anything to do with the to-dos of business.
I love that.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think most people, they come to you and I and they really want, they want to know the system. They want to know the strategy. In your case, it's like they want
to
know the social media framework, right? What do I do to get more views or get more customers? And people come to me for like the recruitment strategy side of things.
Right.
But what stands in the way, and you and I were actually having this conversation maybe yesterday, it's like if there is a mindset block, meaning you don't believe you're worthy, you lack confidence, if you aren't aware of some of the habits and routines that you have, it doesn't matter how much you consume, how much training, how many frameworks that you take in, you will actually stay capped in your ability because you are unknowingly sabotaging your success.
Yeah, you're actually circling this mountain and you're thinking, okay, well, one more strategy or one more call that I listen to or one more training I invest in, you're like, then it will hit, then I'll get it. And really there's four things I think that are blocks for people when it comes to why they aren't having the breakthrough. So we're going to break it down. We're going to break through. We're going to break down the breakthrough and let's just chat through some of them that we've experienced in our life. So I'll go with number one. I just posted about this the other day where I talked about your mindset. And I don't want to go into like the mindset is just like and fluff it, but really scientifically proven that your mind goes to work to try to prove anything that you tell it. Mm-hmm. And that's a fact. That's not just like a fluff statement. So for example, if you have ever been looking at cars, just give you an example, like maybe you're looking at a Jeep and you really want a Jeep and your heart is set on that Jeep. When you go drive, you're going to start paying close attention to the Jeeps on the road. You actually are going to say, I swear, all I see is Jeeps. Well, that's really all you see because that's what you're subconsciously thinking about. That's what you're focusing on. But the same works for your business. So if in your head, every single day, you wake up and you're like, oh, this is really hard. I don't know if I have the time to build my business or I just don't think that it's for me. Your mind is going to work really, really hard to prove that you're right in what you're thinking. So if you keep sending out a message that I can't or it's too hard, I don't have time, your mind is going to do everything in its power like to prove that.
Yes.
And that is actually something that we have seen time and time again. And it's not just about belief or anything like woo-woo like that. It really is just your headspace and the story you tell yourself is really steering you in whatever direction that truth is.
Yeah.
So here's a couple things that we have done in the past, even the past year. So I like to think about, well, let's give them back when we started in direct sales.
Okay.
If you really want a good story, you can always go back to your mirror, like where you were like, I am the top coach.
Yeah.
That's the one of the stories that you, that's like a staple story you now have at this point.
It is. Yeah.
But I would say that for me, one of the stories that I told myself early on is that I just don't have time. And I really like was limited in the time that I built.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working full-time as an educator. And then I was pregnant with my second son, Dom. And I was, you know, getting the house clean, like everything, all the other responsibilities that I had. And so the story that I started telling myself was I don't have time.
Yeah.
And I had to rewire that thought and rethink what time looked like.
Mm-hmm.
And so a couple hacks that I kind of found myself exploring is I remember staying after school and I would work my business for 1 hour before I picked Nick up from daycare. So I would actually spend a little bit of time at 4 o'clock in the afternoon till 5 o'clock. I would do my body business, my direct sales business, and then I would go pick up my son, and boom, it's like I found the time.
Yeah.
So instead of like this idea that I just didn't have time, I found time. I find the time to work my business. Sounds a lot different than I don't have time.
It does. And you really have to, first of all, when you were kind of going through that, right? When you were building your business and you were working full time, what made you aware of that I need to create more time, or that I need to look at it different? Like, do you remember, was there a specific spot where you're like, oh, I am capping myself? Do you remember what that was that raised your level of awareness there?
Well, I think it's really important to note that you were my upline and you had more time than I did to technically build a business. So I was always telling myself the story that Melanie has more time.
Interesting.
She doesn't have a full-time job. She has a babysitter. She gets all of this stuff during the day. And I had to actually rethink the way that I was approaching my business, because the goals that I was setting for my business weren't the same. They were never the same as what your goals were for the business. And I started to say to myself, well, do my goals actually make sense for the time that I do have to work my business? Where can I find more time to work my business? And the book that I read that really impacted the way that I looked at it was The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson.
Yeah.
Because it was just the first time I read a book that made me reevaluate the way that I thought about my thoughts.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
That's a good point. I want to challenge everybody that's listening to go, are my thoughts actually preventing me from going to the next level in my business?
Yeah.
And I'm capping my potential.
Right.
And if you can get really good at questioning yourself, you'll also start to build this self-awareness muscle where you begin to realize where you are the bottleneck in your business and in your success.
Yeah.
And even in the past couple of months, as we've reimagined, we've rebranded Chic Influencer and what we do, we've actually very clearly started to say, I am going to show up and speak to this specific woman. And what kind of goes through my mind, even before I'm posting on social media, is would my ideal client resonate with this post? Would they comment? Would they share? Or would they be turned off by it and scroll past it? I'm just very careful about that. That comes from self-awareness, from saying, hey, I'm not attracting the right person. Instead of saying, this is just who I am, this is just who I attract, I shifted that mindset. I'd raise that self-awareness. And because you start acting differently, you actually find more time in your case to get the things done. And we're attracting more of the right clients because we're shifting the way that we show up on social.
So that really went into the second point that we were going to address today, which is 10X, right?
Yeah.
So I remember like years ago, you introduced that book.
Grant Cardone's 10X Rule.
And I was like, I am not reading this. I am over hustle culture. I am over work harder. Like I am done. Like I just like poo-pooed all over that book. I didn't want anything to do with it. So then what was it? Like December, we were introduced to 10X is the new 2X.
10X is better than
2X. It's better than 2X. And that book has challenged me in so many ways. I will say, I don't think it's the right book for every entrepreneur, and I don't think it's the right book for every direct seller, but here's what I like about it. It's challenging you to really think about what you're focusing on in your business. And I don't know about you, but I see a lot of time wasters in direct sales.
I do.
Just call it out.
Okay, so even just, I was at a conference last week and spending some time with a lot of people in the field and just having the conversation, it kept coming up over and over, like, I don't have enough time to get all the things done.
Yeah.
And so I really challenged the women that I was kind of in this small circle talking with. I said, it's not that you don't need to have more time. It's just, what are you focusing your time on?
Yeah.
And I find that a lot of direct sellers, they busy themselves. Mm-hmm. And so even when I look at, because, you know, time management is my jam. I teach people how to time block. I find that they categorize business building time as getting on a company call or doing a power hour or making a Canva PDF that they're going to use as a freebie. And they're thinking to themselves, I don't have enough time to be successful, to build my business. And what I really sat down and helped these women uncover was, what are the things that you have to focus on in order to achieve your short-term goal?
Yeah.
If it's making more money, making more sales, it's not work time to sit on a company right. conference call. You could listen to that while you're blow drying your hair or curling it or driving the kids to sports sure. practice. When you look at your time, you have to radically eliminate like 80% of what you're spending your time on. Scrolling on social media, yeah. you know, in chat pods, whatever conversation is happening. Sometimes it's drama. Sometimes it's mindlessness.
Yeah.
It's not raising your hand because to be a part of a push group or a thread or whatnot, mm-hmm. just because you don't want to miss out when yeah. that actually really isn't aligned to what you're working towards. So it's actually getting really good at being aware of what you're saying yes to. And I remember the early seasons of my business when Landon and Bryce were little, I wanted to do all these big things. I wanted to have, you know, more of an email list and I wanted to be able to blog more, but that wasn't feasible in that season of my life. I right. needed to make money. And so my time was spent on my invites, my follow-ups, posting on social media, connecting with new people. And I just doubled down on that. And mm-hmm. I, as much as I wanted to do the other things and I saw value in them, it just wasn't what was going to move the needle forward yeah. in sure. that specific time frame. And you get better as you go. So I got better at inviting, posting, connecting right. with women. It took me less time. So eventually I could add more. Likewise, my paychecks grew so I could bring in a babysitter. So then I could work on other projects. And so you just have to think about in this season of my life, what do I need to double down on okay. that is going to have the most significant results to okay. get me to the next level in right. the business? And it's really, it's awareness. And I think a lot of times women just busy themselves with the fun stuff because it feels comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. it's like the fear of rejection keeps them in the comfort zone because they're so afraid of if they up their invites, they're going to get rejected more. And what will people think of them and that fear mm-hmm. of failure? So, well, hey, friends, I'm interrupting today's podcast episode because I got to tell you about the Direct Sales Done Right Collective. Now, one of our missions here at Chic Influencer is to create the number one network marketing hub for women to come to get direct sales training, support, learn from experts in the industry, and streamline the process of growing and scaling a network marketing organization. And we know that there are lots of different trainers that you can be learning from, experts out there telling you what to do, but we wanted you to have one place where all of the best information was kept by two women who literally have done the things that you want to do. Katie and I have been in the network marketing industry for over a decade, and we bring to you a systematic approach, a heart-centered approach to direct sales that makes sure that you're building a business that you love, that is honoring your priorities, that is giving you the financial or the time flexibility that you desire, but is also giving you a roadmap that doesn't make you feel anxious and overwhelmed. And so we do that inside of the Direct Sales Done Right Collective. It is our membership opportunity that is available to you. And so you can get a special discount by clicking the link in the show notes right now and signing up for the collective. You can come in, you can have instant access to our expert speakers and great downloadable resources, everything from social media to mindset to time management to getting in the DMs and having conversations to building your team. We would love to have you there as a part of it. Again, hit up the link in the show notes so that you can use your special coupon code to get a discount off your enrollment. We hope to see you inside. Now let's get back to today's episode. There goes my phone. 10X is easier than 2X is such a great, it's such a great book if you are really trying to hone in on what are the things, the tasks that are going to help me have the big grow the most.
Yeah.
Right. Versus trying to focus on everything
focus.
That everybody is mm-hmm. doing. Right. So you want to yeah. make these monumental jumps in your business versus these teeny tiny little like
yeah
shifts along the way. Does that
yes.
make sense?
So it's a good challenge for you to say, what am I actually focusing on that's yeah. moving the needle forward versus what am I focusing on that I think is going to yes. maybe build my business?
Yeah.
I want to talk about number three, but I want to put a spin on it because
okay.
Okay, so as a Christian, I sometimes struggled with this one. So
sure.
the third one is your circle of influence.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why I struggle with it. The idea is that you don't want to surround yourself with people who are negatively impacting your life, right?
Yes.
But as a Christian, we're called to love everybody.
Sure.
And so for me, I really wrestled with this tip. For a long time and just in my life in general, like how do you just say goodbye? Like I'm done with you, especially if some of those people are like close friends or family or like your, in your case, remember it was your spouse, yeah, like who wasn't right. necessarily supportive. And I don't think it's quite like that. I think you have an opportunity to get yourself into the room that other people are in who can have a positive impact on you. Yeah. And then you start to notice that the way that you're positioning yourself or the way you present yourself, it actually tends to naturally and organically turn off people that you can no longer serve effectively.
Right. Right.
And I will say too, and I'm not going to speak for you, but in your case with your spouse, he started to actually understand and love this side of you that was like lit yeah. up, that was spirited, that was energetic.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have to put yourself in rooms where the you people do. Who are doing things and moving mountains and like having this energy and this business and excitement for what they're doing, you want to be in those rooms.
Yeah.
So then the question arises, like, how do I get myself in the room? Well, you have to make yourself believe that you're worthy of being in the room.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we did this year, actually, what story do I want to tell? I think I'll tell this story. Not too long ago, we had a client and she was a one-on-one client and she was overwhelmed because of the systems and the strategies that were being taught. And it actually brought her to the point where she was like, I can't do this anymore.
Okay.
And she left the room. But I go back and I look at that and I'm like, why would you leave the room when you are overwhelmed and when you are at a point where you're like unfocused or you're like, there's just a lot of information. Stop yourself.
Yes.
And ask people who are actually in the room, like, how can I get through this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm struggling right now. I'm a little bit scared. There's some rejection. There's some fears. There's some of these thoughts that are going on in my mind that like, I just really need to get a handle on. Can you help me?
Yeah.
Versus going back to your old habits, going back to your old circles and saying like, I actually don't feel like worthy of this.
Yeah.
It's speaking up and it's finally getting to the point where you feel like I'm worthy enough. I believe that I have to work confidence like a muscle and believe that you are capable of being in those rooms, but you have to believe that you're capable of being in those rooms. Then you start to get in those rooms and then the people that are not in those rooms, your relationship with them just organically changes. Yep. It just does. I don't even know how else to explain it.
Yeah, I really, this business, being an entrepreneur in general,
yeah,
it requires some deep work on your soul and on who you are as a person. And at every level that you advance to, you know, most people go, oh, more success, all my problems will go away, life will be easier. No, because when you have more success, then you start to have all these fraudy feelings that show up where you're like, have imposter syndrome
yeah.
because you don't feel like you deserve to be in that room, even though you've achieved great things.
Right.
Or, you know, it's that I have to slow down to speed up. And in that case, sometimes it's very scary to say, I understand I need to put these systems in place, but it's also very scary for me to trust the process because most Enneagram yeah. 3, sort of those control people that need to have control, they don't want that. They want to keep that control.
Right.
And when anything feels out of control, they stop.
Yeah.
They kind of pull everything in. And
yeah.
so I find that as an entrepreneur, as a direct seller, we're always working on our mindset. I'm always asking myself, is this a feeling? Is this making me really uncomfortable? And it's just part of the growth process? Or is this making me really uncomfortable because it's against my core values?
Yeah.
And I try to ask myself those questions and journal it out before I ever make a decision whether I'm going to leave a room.
Yeah.
Or stay in a room. And even when I'm in a room, I look at it and say, am I inspired?
Yeah.
They might intimidate me. Successful people still intimidate me. I will walk into a room and want to crawl out of my skin and be super intimidated. But if I know it's for the good of my future and they're good people and I want to learn from them, I will force myself to do it.
Yeah.
Even though I want to die on the inside a little bit. And I challenge our listeners to say, okay, where am I avoiding a circle or a room?
Ooh, good question.
Right? Where am I avoiding a circle or a room because I'm intimidated?
Yeah.
Yet I know it's an opportunity for me to grow. Where am I playing small because my confidence is shaken, but I know this is what's going to get me to the next level.
One more thought on that is you have to believe you have something to offer too.
Right.
Yeah. So I find that most people go like, oh, that circle, they're higher than me, or they don't want to give me the time of day. Well, what can you give in return? Like, what mm-hmm. can you offer in return? And I'll never forget listening to a podcast and Dean Graziosi.
Yep.
Ozzy. Potato, potato.
Sorry, Dean.
One of the things that he said was, I made myself available. And he worked on Tony Robbins. He's like, Tony Robbins impacted my life. He impacted my life significantly. And I wanted to say thank you. So I went in and I just helped him with his email funnels. And I wrote the copy and I put them. And then I sent it to the team with no expectation in return. And Tony was like, what is this? Who is this guy?
Yeah.
And they ended up forming a really great friendship from that. So sometimes when you come from a place of kindness too, like mm-hmm. you actually have no idea how much your gifts can be a blessing to other people too.
So true.
And just the last point that I want to make when it comes to your circle is, when you just keep elevating yourself from a place of kindness and using your gifts and really believing like that you are called to do something great, mm-hmm. you have to trust the process that the right people are going to come into your life. You just want to keep the door open for the opportunity for them to walk through that door.
Yeah.
And then yeah. the people who you feel as though like they aren't in the quite with that circle that you can really make a profound impact on, or that, you know, they're impacting you the way that you want to be impacted, you have to believe that there's a bless and release, and that sure. when it's time, like it will be okay to release and still mm-hmm. wish them well. Like
100%.
Always take the high road.
Yeah.
Always take the high road.
Yeah. And even walking into a room where you might feel intimidated, remember that everybody else in the room actually feels that yeah. way too. Everybody is questioning.
Sweating. Yeah. I mean, I know my armpits get real gross.
Yeah. Yeah. It just happens. Like, you get butterflies, you get yeah. nervous, but everybody feels the same way. And everybody thinks, I'm not sure what value I add. But the minute you get into a conversation with people,
sure.
even some of the most successful people that I admire in the industry, when we sit down and have a conversation, they have the same worries and fears that I
yeah.
do. And I'm adding value and they're adding value. And I'm like, wow, I was edifying. I was putting them on this pedestal. Yeah. And we're both just human beings
yeah.
at the end of the day. So just remember that
yeah.
as you go through.
We're all human.
That price. Yeah.
We're all human.
We
every
are.
Single one of us are
we
human
are.
Beings having a human experience.
It is so true.
Yeah.
It is so true. All right.
Last point.
Yes. Last point is, you know, if you want to have a breakthrough, you really want to go to the next level.
Okay.
It is really a rewiring of your mindset, right? It is this rewiring. It is getting real with yourself. And one thing that I noticed that we take for granted is that we have a solid morning routine. All right. We sit down and we journal and we think through our day yeah. and we think about how we want to show up. And I find that most people busy themselves so they never have to think about it.
Mm.
And so they don't actually sit down and journal. They just do. Because that's easier than really stopping and saying, what is blocking my success?
Okay.
And so if you want to have a breakthrough, you have to get comfortable with being quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to get comfortable in your thoughts. And you have to have a space where you can sit with your thoughts and the decisions that you're making and really ask yourself, why am I doing the things that I'm doing? Is the actions that I'm taking, are they aligned to who I want to become? Do I understand that this process is going to be challenging, but I am here for it because I'm so excited about sure. who I'm going to become as I step into that
yeah.
rank or that income or that freedom in your lifestyle because of the direct sales business. And I just find that most people don't like to sit with their thoughts
nope.
and you cannot have a breakthrough if you are always busy.
Yeah. And you have to want the process
you
as
do.
Much as you want the final product. Like, you really have to fall in love with the process
yep.
of who you are becoming. Because if you're not enjoying that process, or if you're not learning and growing from that process, what's the point of achieving all of it? Everything that you want.
I know. At the end of the day, you just can't look back and say, I regret that. I
yeah.
regret that hard work. I don't like the person that I've become.
Yeah.
Or I thought once I achieved this certain result that all my problems would go away. And that isn't, like, that is where a lot of people burn out, is because they're hustling and they're hustling really hard and
yep.
they're working 24/7 and they look back and they go, I don't know why I did that. I ruined every relationship and my health in the path and the pursuit of the dream and the vision. And a lot of that comes from this head down and just do versus pause. And so I do want people to pause and really be purposeful and intentional instead of just consuming more training, instead of just doing more work, being really busy. It's just about intentionally saying, how do I want to show up? How do I want to serve people today? And for me, that's one of the things I do every single morning is I think through who are the people I'm interacting with today? How do I want them to feel? Mm-hmm. How do I want to show up on social? What's the impact that I want to make? At the end of the day, what is going to make me feel fulfilled? Even if it is, and even when I get into bed, sometimes I just don't want to journal before I lay down and go to bed. So I will just lay there and I will go through my day. What am I grateful for? What are the wins that I had today? Did I show up as my most authentic self? I give myself grace when I go, wow, I really handled that situation not the way that I would have wanted to handle it. And I give myself grace and I'm like, you know what? Next time I'll take a beat before I respond.
Yeah.
It just is that pause, like pause a little bit more in your day to feel your life happening instead of just going through the motions.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
It is good stuff. All right.
Well, you guys, we will see you next time on the Direct Sales Done Right podcast.